Hello, this is Holly, Holly Dilatosh for Loop, LEWWWP, Learn English with a Worldwide Perspective. It's December, near Christmas, a time when I and my husband and families put up holiday decorations, try to slow down the pace and remember people we love, reflect on the past year, share stories. I've been connecting different stories, songs, poems, and lights in my mind and have come up with a retelling, a combination of these stories, songs, lights, poems that enrich my life, and I'd like to relate this story to you. In my blog post, you'll find the links and references to items that strongly influenced my story. Here's my story. Relax. Take a deep breath. Be comfortable. If you can, light a candle or be near a soft light as you listen. Here's my story. Long, long ago, in darkness, and far, far into the future, in lightness, in light, nightingales sing, and their songs reach each other. How? You might ask. I whisper, believe, believe. And it becomes truth. These nightingales sing of pain, of love, of despair, deep, dark despair. Of hope and of fear. They sing of disillusion, misunderstandings, and of the fresh, clear water running from the mountaintops, trickling down through strong and tiny waterfalls down to the sea. They sing of campfires, past, present, and future, of volcanoes, of ferns and forests, of the stillness of dawn, of tempests and stampedes. They sing of laughter, of weeping. Have you heard that the salt of the oceans comes from the tears of our ancestors? This may or may not be true, but it is also said that those same ancestors nurtured the very flowers that so freely and quietly open their petals, share their fragrance, and add smiles to our lives. These nightingales sing to the heavens. They sing through the hells, acknowledging all repairing the cosmos. Have you heard their songs? Even a snippet? It is said that many of us no longer listen. But if we'd only listen, these nightingales, listen. They sing of the fragments scattered to all corners of the universe. They sing and they nudge us to connect these points of light, the points of our lights. They nudge us to be a part of the loop that keeps our planet alive. They sing that the more we work together, sharing what we learn, questioning in nonviolent ways, the brighter our lights will grow, the more resilient our spirit will grow too. It is said that there are some things the nightingales do not sing about. Do not sing about. Can you guess what those things are? Can you guess why they're not heard? It is said that we should listen carefully for the nightingale's clues, that they're singing, and hidden in their song, they're calling us. Tikkun olam, tikkun olam, tikkun olam. Tikkun olam? You might ask. These are Hebrew words, so I've been told. These words speak. If we listen, they speak of the task that is ours. Our task? You might ask. I whisper, the restoration of the world. The restoration of the world. It's in our hands, in our power, in our light. The restoration of the world. The nightingale's song, the blooming of the flowers, the salt of the sea, the stars twinkling in the sky and twinkling on our tree, our holiday tree, twinkling in the candlelight of the candles you may have lit as you listened to my story. All of these and more are reminders that we are each born with the capacity to seek the hidden light in all events, the hidden light in all human beings, and that we have the capacity to be in the loop with that light, encircling the world in all directions, illuminating the globe with kindness. Let there be light. May it be so. That is my story. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.